This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got an all-star cast tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live around the world on GCN, our syndicator. Go to check it out, robertscottbell.com. There is a live player. Who's on with me tonight to kick this thing off? It's advanced medicine. I've got some, an advanced gastroenterologist, good friend, and great champion for a lot of things that you'll want to hear about tonight. Dr. Andrew Wakefield's back on the show. Andy, good to see you, my friend.
So good to be back. Thank you.
It is great to have you. And Del Bigtree, the guy I never knew before this Vax movie came out. You know, I talk about a lot of folks because we've been at this for a lot of years. I remember meeting you so many years ago, and it's like slowly our family grows. And this guy, Del, who was producing a show on television, The Doctors, right?
Right.
And you know, I saw The Doctors occasionally. The big thing I saw was the dust up at one point, an episode a couple of years back on vaccines, and one of the doctors got very upset. I learned he was a friend of yours on the show at the time,
yes,
after the fact.
Yeah, as were all the doctors.
Yeah,
there's a good group of people.
And then, Del, you connect with Andy, you meet, you talk about this, you connect with Brian Hooker, who's also been on the show, and, of course, Polly Tommy and the stories that have come out since then. And you left this cushy job, I could call it that. I mean, it's a job, a very well-paying job as a producer in a Hollywood show on television, and now you're hitting the road in an RV.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What were
my
you
life's
thinking?
Descending.
What were you thinking? What, I mean, you have to be a man on a mission, and I joked about it. I didn't know who you were, and it was like, you know, because I'd interviewed so many people. You came on the scene, and earlier today I mentioned about you going from zero to like 160 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
like a Ferrari out of the gate, just boom. And the things you're saying is as if you've been a part of this family for years. Like, you get this so fast. I'm thinking, is this just something that happens suddenly and you're a quick learner? Or you kind of were observing things and, you know, it's a question of the background, how you got here so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a growing... I mean, you have to understand, even on The Doctors, there were seven producers. I was just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was the sort of the most radical of the producers. I got a lot of chiding about the fact that I was always going after some government agency or something with my stories because, you know, that's... Those are the things that interested me, is the welfare of the people when corporations get involved, when big government gets involved. You know, I've sort of been watching that through years. You know, I would say I was sort of more political. The fact that I ended up on a medical talk show, you know, I started at Dr. Phil. It was just sort of one of those career things that sort of got, you know, leads you into places you didn't think you'd go. But in general, I'm not a big fan of consensus. It makes me nervous when I see, you know, everybody saying the same thing. I mean, two people can see an accident and tell a totally different story about what happens. That's the nature of human beings. And,
I hear this now. I say you had it in you before that.
Right.
You say you're not a big fan of consensus, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, of course, when you simply observed and reported on what you observed all those years ago, and it upset the consensus, right? The consensus was never link a vaccine to this thing called autism, even though the paper that you originally didn't say the vaccines cause autism. It was just suddenly
consensus, I don't know if it meant the same thing in the same way that you weren't a fan of it, but boy, oh boy, did you learn when you come up against it what it can be, because your name is now a verb to be wakefielded to warn other doctors. Don't you dare speak the truth about these things.
Well, Dell's a man. Dell is a man whose time has come. He was always meant to be doing this, okay? He just now he is doing it full time, and we are so, so grateful to have him on board. And the consensus, you have to understand, consensus is the death of science. This is the view. Once you reach a consensus in science, you know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. It's not the way it works. And we've seen this so many times. When the consensus, and it's the consensus is usually achieved by people who have something to gain from the consensus mm-hmm. being in their favor, special interest groups or groups of physicians or scientists who have grants coming to allow them to further a particular cause. And, of course, woe betide anyone who steps outside that consensus. We've seen it time and time again with HIV, with the description of...
Right.
You remember that crazy Australian who said that stomach ulcers are caused by a bacteria?
H. pylori,
and
yes.
And said, no, it's not, because we're making a lot of money out of H2 blockers. And so he said, right, here's this Australian science for you. He swallowed a Petri dish of this bacteria, gave himself life-threatening gastritis, cured it with an antibiotic, and won the Nobel Prize. It wasn't quite as simple as that, but that's...
Yes.
You know, that was the destruction of that consensus right there. And
right.
Sometimes you've got to hit it really hard. You've got to hit it like that. You've got to hit the consensus like that because it's not mm-hmm. in the public interest. And the issue that we're involved in at the moment is most certainly the consensus is not in the public interest.
Right. And describing the H. pylori experiment, swallowing it and having an ulcer, we don't have that. I think Vaxxed is the closest we've got to that kind of thing that's now raising the awareness in a broader way, because it's not like we haven't been out there talking about it. You've been talking about it before the film, and you became the filmmaker and put this documentary together. It's really rallying folks around it, as evidenced by Dr. Rachel Ray, is it?
Dr. Rachel Ross.
Ross, yeah. In the film, that story is reversed. Another doctor saying, wait a second, I didn't know this, and she had the integrity to take a look and go, you know what, I'm not going to do this again.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I mean, I was working with both Dr. Rachel Ross on the Doctor's Television Show, along with Jim Sears, who both appear in the film. That was something that Andy said to me. He said, I would really love to see a pediatrician look at the data on camera, and then let's see what they have to say after they've looked at it. Someone that's pro-vaccine, really believes in what they're doing. You know, whether they say yes, they believe it or no, let's capture that. I want to know what we've put together. You know, Andy had already laid out sort of the official complaint, which is really simple to read, very clear. You can find it on our website. It's about 37 pages. It really lays out the fraud of the CDC. And he said, I just want a real doctor that believes in this to look at it on camera. And so, as it turns out, I reached out to both Jim and Rachel, and at varying times in the shooting, they weren't available or were thinking about it. And certainly, there's the same sort of tension I had in, you know, knowing, well, Andy Wakefield's involved. This could be considered an anti-vaccine. So both of those doctors had to think about it, but in the end you will see them in the film and as they appear. But what I was going to say is I didn't know Dr. Rachel Ross was pregnant at the time that I did the interview.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, since being in the film, you know, I really only, you know, I heard after we'd made the film, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm giving birth. We're like, oh, wow, you know, great. And then just about a month ago we were meeting up with her in Chicago, and she told me, Del, I just want to thank you for giving me this information, because it's led my life in a course I don't think I would have been on. I'm not vaccinating my baby now. I think her baby's now, at that point, was about 9 weeks, is, mm-hmm. you know, probably more like 13, 14 weeks now. But what she said to me was really powerful. She said, Del, in my 10 years of practicing medicine as a family medicine practitioner, I have the healthiest baby I've ever seen in my clinic. And she's saying that with pain in her eyes, that I have been damaging children. And she said all of her friends are saying things like, your baby's really older than you're saying, because your baby's developing so much faster than mine. Why, you know, what is it? You know, you're lying to us about something. She's like, no, I'm telling you the truth. I'm just not vaccinating my baby. And so she's, of course, going through a real, you know, she's a doctor, so she's really doing her research now, a lot of reading, and coming to the same conclusions that I sort of ran into in meeting Andy mm-hmm. and really getting deep into this, which is it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
There's not a simple explanation. And the deeper you get, the more and more worrisome it becomes. You know, people will say, you know, you're anti-vaccine, you're anti-science. The opposite is true, that I am so pro-science, and what is terrifying is science isn't taking place here. Mm. And to Andy's point, I think what's really fascinating about the two of us as partners is, as Andy said, science is the death of science is consensus.
That was a beautiful, that's a quote. That's a quote for the ages right there. Consensus is the death of science. Now, everybody heard it here. Andy said it.
And the point I want to make is consensus is the death of journalism, too.
Yes.
They both, the tenets and the foundation of both science and journalism and media is that we must never stop asking questions. We can never, ever say we've closed the door on anything. We think about a murder case where someone's on death row, and then all of a sudden you have brand new forensic evidence comes forward, some DNA evidence, or a new witness steps forward and says, no, that guy didn't do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine living in a country where you say, I'm sorry, we've closed that, it's over, it doesn't matter, that case is done, shut, over. That is the problem with science when you look at it that way. It's the problem with journalism. And journalists would be the first to say, open up that case. And that's what this is. We have new forensic evidence in this the data that's been provided by Dr. William Thompson on the MMR study, which is the focus of our film. And you have a brand new witness in Dr. William Thompson, who's sitting at the CDC waiting to be heard before
just
the Congress.
By the way, Vax the Movie is going to be showing here at St. Olaf this evening. If you're in the area listening, Twin Cities, head on down. There's a few tickets left. It's going to sell out. And then Q&A afterwards with Dell and Andy as well. We're here at the United States Health Freedom Congress in Northfield, Minnesota.
I just want to say, Robert, on that, but the point that Dell raised about Rachel Ross is people are saying to her, and this was fascinating to me, they're saying to her, your child is so far advanced of where she should be.
Mm.
No, she's not. She's exactly where she should be.
Right.
And it's all the other children who are way behind. And that's the tragedy, is that it's become the new norm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're resetting the parameters. We're saying these children shouldn't be there. They should be back here, when in fact they should be way ahead of that.
Very important point. The new normal is a diseased state. Well, we would say you are hampered somehow. And of course, we would say toxicologically burdened, clearly, with what's going on environmentally. A lot of folks here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress talking about it from very different angles, but allied in this mission to say we got to put a stop to this. What's it going to take to get there? Part of it, of course, is getting folks, I believe, to see the movie Vax because of the way it presents it in a unique way that even a physician, if they have an intellectual integrity, they'll see it and say, oh, I got to rethink this.
Well, yeah, I mean, to that point, every night now we have three or four doctors coming up after a Q&A, and they all say the same thing. I came here kicking and screaming. A relative dragged me here. That movie just changed my mind. I have to go back and start doing research. One doctor said, I have to get a therapist to figure out why I've been so closed-minded for so long when I thought I was an educated person, which was, I was going to continue educating myself. But here's what's fascinating. In the 65 cities we've been in now, I have yet to have one doctor come up to me and say, I saw your film and you're lying. Has not happened yet. I think that's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, we've got lots more to come from the United States Health Freedom Congress, Dell Bigtree, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We're going to hear from Tim Welsh. You'll know him as @TannersDad. Tim on Twitter, and I think we're simulcasting this thing on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Hi, guys and gals. We're out there. We got lots more healing to go. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, live from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. We have got some things, and we're going to be here tomorrow night again live if you want to come to Northfield, Minnesota. Ronnie Cummins is the keynote speaker tomorrow from the Organic Consumers Union. I can't think of it. The Organic Consumers Association. Something like that. Anyway, he's great. So we're going to talk more about cleaning up our act. We had a question on the break from one of the Periscope or Facebook listeners or watchers about detoxing from vaccines. And, you know, as you say, Dr. Wakefield, it is a bigger question than one, you know, little answer. You know,
the important thing to say is you can.
Yes.
Okay, that's the starting point. Yeah. You can. And there's an abundance of information out there on how you can and who you can go to do that. So please start with a positive attitude because it can be done.
Yeah, and also for parents out there that are frightened once they learn of the danger of vaccines, the fact that there's no efficacy studies in reality, what do they do? I know a lot of folks have come to me as a homie, what do I do? I said, you know, I really don't do anything but keep my kids healthy, right? Probiotics and things like that. But there is something called homeoprophylaxis, and Dr. Wakefield was like one of the keynote speakers last year at the first event in Dallas. And they're having the second year coming up in St. Petersburg, Florida, October 7th through 9th. So if you want to learn about some other options out there that are being used around the world, and there is some powerful evidence that this is helping folks prevent disease or outbreaks.
But you didn't use that yourself as a homeopath.
Well, I had access to it, and I did a little, but I'm more concerned only if there's an outbreak. For me, that's sort of a proactive state when I know I'm going, for instance, when I went to Africa, to West Africa, and dealing with certain things like yellow fever or malaria, I had the nozodes, I used the homeoprophylaxis, and, you know, I stayed well and my friends who took the drugs, like Larium, Melflaquine, they all got sick. Some of them even got malaria, or if they got the shots, they got sick. And those who listened to me and didn't go that route, their immune systems were intact. We took our probiotics. I had my silver. So, you know, I know how to navigate these. But a lot of folks think that once the vaccines, you give up on them, then we're all done, we're doomed. And my message is, no, there's a whole other world that doctors, nobody's really explored in decades, maybe centuries.
There's an interesting little study right there. So you had a group that didn't, that had homeoprophylaxis and silver, and you had a group who didn't, and went down the conventional route, and the outcome was different. That's a fascinating little story all on its own.
Yeah, and we've got stories like that, you know, as I talk to folks like on the African continent, homeopaths that are working with people that are severely immunodeficient within the AIDS diagnosis as well, and doing extraordinary things. They're not getting on the CNN kind of stories, though, of course, and we know why.
Do you think that you approached that travel differently, though, too? Because I know that when the doctors went to Haiti right after the earthquake, it was a really great experience, and I wanted to be on that. At that point, I didn't want all the malaria pills and the yellow fever, and I thought about, for me, I just thought, well, weren't we vacationing there just like 2 weeks ago? Is everyone, you know, in Port-au-Prince, you know, were they getting yellow fever shots, and why would you need it now? But in traveling, I will say, you know, I didn't take the malaria pills, but I, you know, even though it was 110 degrees out, I wore a long sleeve shirt, and then you know, decided, you know, I'll go with the D at least, you know, saying I'll pick my poison. But I don't think that, you know, is it possible that because we're vaccinated, we're just running and eating crap and, you know, treating our bodies poorly, not really watching out for, you know, am I protecting myself against mosquitoes? I just wonder if, you know, in having a conscious approach like you have, I know that I did not approach Haiti the way that the other staff members had all the vaccines. They just would step anywhere, do anything, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to be careful on this.
Yeah, and what we'll acknowledge about what happened there with the diarrheal diseases, I mean, you had sewage just pouring on the streets. There, you know, the infrastructure was already poor to begin with, and it was just a disaster after the earthquake. Now, I will tell you another interesting story about silver hydrosol. I'm not going to name the company, but they sent a lot with some doctors over to Haiti to treat the diarrheal diseases. And they had a group of about 100 people, and they were having 100%, not 90, 100% success by utilizing the silver. And, of course, you'd think that would be something to be lauded, but the Doctors Without Borders group over there, which is, you know, somehow connected to non-governmental organizations, international groups, and big pharma, got wind of what was happening and shut it down so fast and sent them packing. It's something that was happening that was really saving lives on the ground. And people, you know, hear that, they go, no, that wouldn't happen. That's not the first time that I've had direct knowledge of things, including some of the Ebola issues in Africa. We have direct knowledge of success being shut down, which is horrific when you realize what humans are willing to do in this case.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people have a hard time to say, oh, that just couldn't possibly be happening. I'll tell you, being in Haiti, there would be no reason to do something that there was such an incredible amount of injury there. You were never going to get to the end of it. So why would you mess with any group that's trying anything? There were people being left wounded that were just going to die because you couldn't get to all of them. Certainly, you know, letting a group try something, another approach, and it's obvious.
We have these issues here in the United States, right to try legislation where they're, you know, the FDA prohibits end stage dying people of cancer. You can't do an experimental treatment, even a drug sometimes.
Right.
They'll say no.
Right.
All right, folks, we got more with Del Bigtree and Dr. Andy Wakefield after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
At the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, we talk about the Constitution. I mean, there's some political discussion here about how we regain our rights. And I always say this, your body has a constitution as our country does. You ignore either at your peril. And we are going to host a Constitution class in Mount Dora, north of Orlando, August 13th and 14th with Michael Badnarik. He was the presidential nominee candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004. He knows the Constitution like nobody. He's amazing. And we're going to host that. There are a limited number of spaces available. Come on down. Here you can see that if you want to look at it some more.
And he's from Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and he's an Austin guy. He's a great guy, and he loves wearing those boots. And then we're going to go out on the second day and experience what the Second Amendment is all about. And we're going to go out to an outdoor range and shoot firearms you can only dream of. And you'll do them accurately because we have a former British Special Forces officer who lives in town, and he's going to take us all out for some marksmanship training.
Okay.
So there's good stuff happening all around. People are, you know, realizing we've lost liberty on many ways, many areas. A big part of it, of course, is the vaccine issue because of SB 277. And we're all working here to raise awareness and hopefully reverse some of these things. Del Bigtree, of course, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We'll get Tim Welsh on in a little bit as well. And, we were just talking about a lot of stuff off the air, too. And I love talking shop with you, Andy, because, you know, your gastroenterology, you know, I look at you as also a brilliant scientist, a man of integrity, and the things you looked into and you reported on. I'm a science geek too, but people are like, you're a homeopath, you're not into science. No, really, I read these things and, you know, I observe these things and I see that it was corrupted, and that's what upset me greatly. And so what you've done now, you know, it's almost I don't know if it's a 180, because you're still the same man, you know, I perceive of integrity, but you've taken it from a medical profession out into the documentary film world. And you're shaking up the medical world, and I say in a good way, but still, folks, you know, we've got a lot of your fans in England that listen to the show on UK Health Radio. So just in case you didn't know, there are people in England that love you. They're out there.
Well, hello to those people, and I love them too. So we're going to bring this film to England. They're not going to stop us. There's no way they can stop us. So
awesome.
Get ready.
That's going to be great.
And I think what's interesting to point out is, you know, Andy, and, you know, you have two scientists from the Lancet paper that lost their licenses over... You know, even when you read that paper, it doesn't make any sense. Your investigation starts there as mine did as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you really had two different approaches between John Walker Smith and Andy Wakefield. John Walker Smith immediately got into an appeal situation, spent years fighting that, and just won last year and was exonerated from wrongdoing on the Lancet paper, as I believe, you know, Andy Wakefield, who was up against, you know, many of the same accusations. But Andy took a different approach. Instead of wasting years in a court system fighting sort of this ridiculous hoax that's going on.
And having to raise millions of pounds to do it.
Right. Take it to the people. Make films. This is Andy's second film. It's a powerful, powerful movie. But, you know, people, you just got to look at what's going on. I mean, in the end, Andy could have been exonerated, or instead he decided to fight for the health of children, which is what really inspired me, is looking at his story and the sacrifices he's made, but also the passion with which he has continued this fight for everyone else's children. I got to spend many, many months in his house working on this documentary. He's got beautiful kids, all healthy. Smart, you know, great lives. There's really no reason for Andy to be here except that clearly this passion kept him going. And I think that that's what people really need to look at. And when you think about this film, go see it. Don't let people tell you not to see something. And certainly everything that's been said about Andy is just, you know, it's the one trick pony they've got. They've got a lie that had traction for 10, 15 years, and it's the only one they still have. It's all they got.
I was just in Canada showing the film in Toronto, and it had been reviewed again. It got reviewed in the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times. People who'd never watched the film, you know, golden rule of reviewing a film, watch it first. They'd never done it. And, of course, it was anti-vax and it was paranoia and it was this. And then exactly the same in Canada. Exactly the same. The mainstream media never went to see the film. And I got into an interview with a big radio show, and he'd watched the film. Completely different. I mean, it was robust. It was, you know, there were no holds barred. But it was a valuable interview, because then people can see the opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's not just someone saying, this is the greatest thing since life. It was actually someone saying, well, what about this? Is this conspiracy, or is this not, or is this this? But we got through it. You know, we went for it, and people came away from that educated. But the mainstream really has been appalling on this. So congratulations to Dale and to you for actually doing your jobs.
Yeah, you know, and I acknowledge, like, my friend John Rappaport out there. I don't know if you guys have ever met John. He does great work. And Cheryl Atkinson is doing good things. And Ben Swan in Atlanta on WGNX. There are a few of us out there that have been doing it. And, you know, I want to encourage others by our example that it can be done. and it can be viable. Now, I don't look for the mainstream media to validate me, and I know in the big scheme of things, we hardly expect that they will, although they'll be forced to eventually when it's all the way self-evident, and then they'll all say, well, we were always there with you. Right. You know, that'll happen. But who knows when that'll happen. I'm not waiting for it. And I think that the thing is, by doing the film, you did an end around. You kind of circumvented and forced them to have to look at it occasionally when they were trying to shut this thing down.
Well, the beauty is every single night that theater has been sold out all over the country, as it will be tonight. I always have the joy of walking into that theater and talking to them and looking out at an audience that just recognized that their favorite reporter at their local newspaper is lying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the case is. Everyone that sees the film says, wait a minute. Wait, even if the film doesn't completely change your mind, which I'm still waiting for someone to tell me that it did not. But either way, if it didn't, it's just a film. It's, you know, why did your paper, why did your news agency, why did the local news agency lie about what the film was about? And I think, you know, you can just brush it off. But I think that those of us this close to media sort of have gotten used to media's lying to us. But if you really think about how absolutely terrifying that is, I just spoke to a journalist 2 days ago who was interviewing me for an article. And the first thing he said is, you know, the film really moved me. He's like, but what I found shocking was I had read 5 reviews of the film that all basically said the same thing. It's an anti-vaccine movie, this and that, you know, no mention of Dr. William Thompson. And then I saw the film and he said, how do you explain that? You know, and then he went on, well, let's talk about the success of vax. I said, no, let's not talk about the success of vax. I want to talk to you as a journalist. What is happening if all of the mainstream media, as you just saw, every newspaper in this country is lying about a film, if every news program says that anti-vaccine movie, yet the, you know, Senator Ben Allen, who I got to speak with at a Rotary Club meeting just 2 weeks ago, he said himself, Del, I just saw vax and I was surprised to discover that it's not an anti-vaccine movie. Senator Ben Allen is the co-author on SB 277, one of the harshest vaccine mandating laws in the world. Even he said it's not an anti-vaccine movie. So clearly, the news is lying. But what does that mean about this country? We live in the United States. What do you call it when all media tells the same lie? And it tells the same lie that the government wants us to believe. You know, we call that propaganda.
Yeah.
And we now live in a country where the media is doing the bidding of a government to the tune of they will lie. How many journalists are being hired right now to tell lies? Is that what they learn to do in school? I mean, it's to all those journalists out there, get inside of your conscience and think about what you're doing. See my movie or don't see my movie, but don't write about it if you don't see it. You're not doing your job.
What's fascinating about that as well, of course, is if you write a review, a bad review, you don't see the movie, you write the bad review, and you put people off going to see it, then you've succeeded.
Yeah.
But if they go and see it anyway, then they know, this guy's lied to me.
Yeah.
I no longer trust him. It completely undoes the entire purpose of selling the lie in the first place.
Right.
And it's fascinating.
That's the inevitable era we are in, I believe, that people are waking up, that they've been lied to. They don't like it. I didn't like it when I learned it years ago about my own health and healing, and then I started looking everywhere else on the planet to say, if I was lied to here, what about here, here, here? And I found out the lies were everywhere. And I've heard you say that the same, Del. So it's one of those things, you wake up and it's a shocking revelation and awakening, but an important one to have, folks, if you want for your kids, for them to look back at you and say, thank you, Mom and Dad, for waking me up. For being willing to look at the things, you know, that were uncomfortable, but you told me the truth so that I wouldn't fall prey to the same victimization that we have seen in our generation and, you know, during the 20th century. We'd like to see a 21st century that turns out differently in terms of health, freedom, healing, liberty, awakening the children, the grandkids out there as such. We got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can get her to air. Caroline's calling from Michigan. Caroline, go ahead.
Hi, this is Carolyn Gamichia from Michigan. I'm from the Detroit area, and I just wanted to thank Robert Scott Bell and Del and Andy for doing
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, I'm good. I just want to let you guys know we have almost 20 screenings in Michigan. 3 of them are sold out tonight.
Wow.
Many screenings.
We're continuing to share this. My husband Andy and I just came back from the Traverse City Film Festival, where I actually, before an audience of almost 1,000 people, I asked Michael Moore, who runs the Traverse City Film Festival, why vax was not being included in the film festival, which is one of the biggest ones in the country, and it has an international audience. And I asked him, I said, have you seen the film? And he actually said, I have not seen the film, so I can't comment on it. He said it was kicked out of Tribeca. And then he said that he believes in vaccines and he thinks that everyone should vaccinate their children. So, and then later on, during the film festival, I also got a chance to talk to him after he disclosed that his documentary this year, Where to Invade Next, was the top-grossing documentary in the country. So I think he actually fears the fact that Vax may oversell his documentary, perhaps. And that's why when I actually asked him about the film and I said the word Vax, his head dropped. So it was interesting to see his reaction.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, as a filmmaker, I'm a fan of Michael Moore's, as I'm a fan of many, many filmmakers that have been hoodwinked and brainwashed by, you know, this constant repetition of the same story. It's really, really sad. I do believe if he saw Vaxxed, he is an intelligent enough person to realize he needs to change his mind on it. And it's something that, you know, he hasn't been very well lately, so we were leaving him alone, but I think I'm going to get back on that.
Yeah, I think so.
And it was funny, we were just mentioning how Hollywood Reporter just last week, because the anti-Hillary documentary just came out, and what it was saying is she had the highest per-screen average on her opening weekend over Michael Moore's movie, and was just sort of commenting on that and talked a lot about Hillary, the anti-Hillary movie versus Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, and then it threw in this caveat, you know, they both did very high first-day screen averages, but not they did not beat Vax, but we didn't include Vax,
right.
Vax was only on one screen, it did $28,000 on one screen.
Wow.
So, but, you know, we didn't get the big rollout they did, but we beat them in a per-screen average.
Carolyn,
watch the movie, Michael.
Yeah, Carolyn,
that's it.
Thanks for calling in. We'll be up in Michigan, Ann Arbor, September 11th for a cancer prevention convention. Hope to see you there. Folks, stick around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Tonight, and a third that's going to be coming up. Tim Welsh, Tanner's dad, Tim, you know him on Twitter. Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, Vax. Also, shout out to Polly Tommy. She was not here tonight. We miss her. And, of course, Brian Hooker and everybody else involved in the making of Vax and participating in it. And, folks, thank you for being on with Periscope and the Autism Media Channel and your Facebook. You know, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and you can get us on all kinds of formats, including SoundCloud. It's a pretty easy one, but iTunes and all of that. UK Health Radio, shout out to our friends in Great Britain that are big fans of the show. And, as I said, big fans of Andy as well. Now, we were talking briefly about Michael Moore. I've been following his career, you know, because I appreciate his filmmaking ability as a documentarian. Obviously, he's on the political left, but he never took care of his health. I mean, he used to be morbidly obese, and I don't know if he's lost a lot of weight, but he didn't have good guidance there. He was pharmaceutically grown like probably we all were. I certainly was. And yet, as I said, the political left has abandoned the religion of the youth, and they've adopted the pharmaceutical mysticism, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And I think he's no different in that. That is their new church. And you're questioning it. And a lot of people feel very threatened, like you're questioning the dogma of their belief system if you were questioning a Christian or Jew or Muslim about their beliefs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's fascinating to me, when Carolyn just came on from Michigan and she'd been to the Tri-State Film Festival run by Moore, and she put the question to him. And thank you for doing that, Karen. You know, what about Vax? Why isn't Vax here? And his concluding statement was, it's not here and I haven't seen it, but I fully support vaccination and children should get vaccinated. Now, that's extraordinary. What's extraordinary? Okay, so he hasn't seen the film. That's not extraordinary. he should be interested in seeing the film, but to offer an opinion so didactic
right.
after saying, I've not seen it, as a documentarian
yeah.
who questions everything, apparently not.
Mm-hmm.
To say definitively, I support vaccination, every child should get vaccinated, why didn't he say something more considered, like, I haven't seen it, but before I offer any further opinions on vaccination, I'm going to make sure I do see it. Because
right.
that is what I should do as a documentarian. Who
right.
questions everything? But no, he's drunk the Kool-Aid.
Where's the intellectual integrity is lacking in so many on this issue. That's why, again, I brought up Dr. Rachel Ross earlier, because
yeah.
I was so impressed with her. When we were at the screening in Orlando together, we had a doctor, a pediatrician who came, and she said, you know, you validated everything she had figured out, too. So it isn't that they're not out there. They are. They exist.
Yeah.
And as you said, you found a lot of doctors along the way that have that integrity and are saying, you know, I got to rethink this.
And even more that are saying, you know, when we were making the film, you know, I know that vaccines are causing autism. I've heard this from doctors that are running medical, you know, schools. I know that vaccines are causing autism, but I'm not going to say that on camera because I don't want to get wakefielded. I mean, I've
right.
literally heard that statement. I mean, it's a ridiculous
yeah.
statement. But you see the power of what they're up against and the fear around it. And people say, oh, that's not true. Oh, really? Just try and bring up a conversation about vaccines. I mean, the vitriol around it, you're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
We now live in a country you're not allowed to. And I want to question people at home. Why are we not allowed
those are the
to discuss? Those are things for me.
We need to discuss.
And as soon as, you know, my parents, you asked what got me here. My parents, I would say the main focus of my upbringing is my parents marched in the 60s. You know, the big, you know, time hippies in that moment went on with their lives. But they always said never. Every, you know, the three children in our family, the main tenet of our upbringing was always question authority.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's repeating itself over and over again or being extremely loud about it,
mm-hmm.
that should make you question it even more. And that's sort of how I've always looked at my life. So, you know, people that just buy into this because it's being repeated,
mm-hmm.
it should be the opposite. What I want to say to people at home is, why can't we talk about this? Well, who said we can't talk about it? And maybe, okay, maybe the first three or four vaccines weren't a big deal. Maybe they weren't a problem. But are you going to say that you think this increasing schedule by a pharmaceutical industry that clearly is out to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day we see some new law office offering a class action lawsuit for the drug that your doctor was giving you last year. I mean, it's over and over and over again. They're constantly poisoning us by accident. How is it that vaccines are avoiding ever being dangerous?
Yeah.
And yet we're increasing them 3-4 times the amount we're giving kids. At what point? I want to say this to any family that believes in it. At what point would it be too much for you? If you're getting a vaccine every day or 100 vaccines a year, at what point would you say enough is enough?
Del
because
Bigtree.
I'm saying enough is enough.
Del Bigtree is saying it, and I'm with him.
Enough
he's the voice.
Is enough.
Enough is enough. Well, we got to end the hour, but folks,
in this case, enough is too many.
Too much is too many. Right. We're going to be on with Dr. Bittar next. We'll have Tanner's dad, Tim, as he's known, Tim Welsh as well. Thank you guys for being here. You can stick around as long as you want. Vax tonight. Mm-hmm. Remember, folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.